to the ability of a subset of the system to transport proteins across a membrane. However, taking away the parts of the flagellum certainly destroys the ability of the system to act as a rotary propulsion machine, as I have argued. Thus, contra Miller, the flagellum is indeed irreducibly complex. As for Miller's claim that the TTSS was probably co-opted by Darwinian evolution to produce the flagellum, University of Idaho microbiologist Scott Minnick disagrees. Minnick is an expert on plague bacteria, which use the TTSS to attack their victims, and in 2004 he spent 5 months as a volunteer in Iraq with an elite team searching for biological weapons. While in Iraq, he and Stephen C. Meyer contributed a paper to an international biology conference in Greece, in which they pointed out that the flagellar motor consists of several dozen proteins that are not present in the TTSS, but are unique to the motor and are not found in any other living system. They asked, from whence, then, were these proteins co-opted? Another problem for Miller's co-option argument is that flagella probably existed before the TTSS. Several lines of evidence support this conclusion. Minnick and Meyer conclude, if anything, the pump evolved from the motor, not the motor from the pump. Which Moscow is this? In a pattern that is becoming increasingly clear, and will become even clearer in Chapter 16, both Behe and Minnick have come under fire on their home campuses for defending intelligent design. According to the chairman of Behe's department at Lehigh University in Pennsylvania, the faculty there actively and forcefully condemns Behe's work. At the University of Idaho, where Minnick is a professor of microbiology, the heat has been even more intense. A few months after Minnick returned home from Iraq to his family in Moscow, Idaho, a school district in Dover, Pennsylvania, decided to inform its high school biology students that there is a controversy over intelligent design and that the theory of evolution should be studied with an open mind. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, took the school district to court, claiming that the statement was unconstitutional. We will take a closer look at this case in Chapters 13 and 16. The Dover School District sought expert witnesses to defend its constitutional right to freedom of speech, and Minnick, among others, volunteered to help, on his own time. In October 2005, just before Minnick was scheduled to testify in Pennsylvania, University of Idaho President Timothy P. White issued an edict prohibiting the teaching of views that differ from evolution in our life, earth, and physical science courses. A week after President White issued his edict, the university hosted a seminar by Darwinist Eugenie Scott titled, Why Scientists Reject Intelligent Design. Scientist Scott Minnick was not invited to participate. Actually, Minnick had never taught his students that Darwinism is wrong or intelligent design is right. Quite reasonably, though, he expected the academic establishment to respect his freedom to encourage students to think critically about this subject, or at least to respond to Eugenie Scott in an open forum.